Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you this glorious day that you have granted unto us to come back unto your sanctuary and to say thank you. Thank you, mighty Father, for this opportunity that you have granted unto us as RTD Church International to humble ourselves before the mighty one of Zion. And Lord, we come in the spirit of meekness and total humility as we pour ourselves before you, Jesus. We pour our mind before you. We pour our hearts before you. We submit our whole before you. We submit our members unto the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. As we put to death every work of the flesh tonight in the name of Jesus, as we embrace your righteousness, we embrace your holiness in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, purge us away from anything, oh God, that may cause an hindrance for us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God, from any evil conscience. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our hearts. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse our mind, our bodies, our soul, in the mighty name of Jesus. As we plead authority in your blood to give us access to approach your throne, in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of mercy tonight. We plead the blood of healing tonight. We plead the blood of salvation tonight. We plead the powerful blood of Jesus to pave way in everything that we are going to do, oh God. We surrender them in your able hand. We surrender the worship, the prayer, the word session, everything, the prophetic, everything that we are going to do tonight, oh Father. Have your way, oh God. We are but vessels in your able hand. May you use us tonight for your glory. May your power move in a mighty way. May your presence move in a mighty way. May your spirit move in a mighty way. We dedicate this service in your able hand, Almighty Father. We sanctify the altar by the blood. We sanctify your people by the blood. The enabled, we sanctify by the blood. The hair, we sanctify them by the authority of the precious blood of Jesus. That, Father, let your blood let your blood pave way in everything that we're going to do tonight, that the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be done in the name of Jesus. We pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done on heart as it is in heaven. That, Father, whatever you purpose to do, may you do it tonight. Whoever you purpose to touch, may you touch them tonight. Whoever you purpose to heal, may you heal them tonight. Whoever you purpose to deliver them tonight. Whoever you purpose to save, save them tonight. Let your power move and in that, oh Jehovah Adonai, we trust in your glory. We trust in your mercy. We trust in your presence. That, Father, be with us, Almighty God. Be with us, Almighty God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have dominion in everything that we are going to do. Have dominion in the nations. Have dominion in the land. In the name of Jesus, we bind every strong man in the land. We bind every devil. We bind every orchestration of evil. We take authority against every spirit of infirmities and sicknesses. We bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind every darkness. We bind every authority. We bind every powers that put men into bondage. We bind and take control in the name of Jesus. As we release the kingdom of our God upon this nation, upon this service, let the power of God move in a mighty way, healing the sick, reviving the hearts of God's people, breaking every yoke, every limitations, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Luke chapter 22, verse 31, the Bible says, Simon, Simon, the old Satan demanded to have you, that he might sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both in prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to share briefly the power of communal fellowship. Hallelujah. And why, as a body, as a church, we need one another. Praise the Lord. You are standing today will be determined by the prayers that others have prayed over you. Glory be to God. There are people that were doomed to fall. They were doomed to backslide. But because somebody stood in the gap in the fellowship of the brethren, they were able to stand because somebody knocked at the gate of mercy. Somebody knocked at the gate where grace is supplied to man. This is why it is very important to be in a service like this, praise the Lord. Because when you look at the things, everything may look okay in your life. Hallelujah. Like when you study the life of Paul, the life of Peter, he was very sure to stand with the master 100%. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know there are moments where the physical may think that you can do it, you can make it, you can be able to stand, you can be able to live a holy life, until that temptation knock at your door, then you realize you don't have the strength to resist it, you don't have the strength to overcome it, because you believe so much in yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Instead of relying to receive help from God, and when that help is there, praise the Lord, receive it. Praise the Lord. If somebody has prayed for you, hallelujah, and you are still denying, what is more powerful than prayer? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Imagine Jesus is telling Peter that I have prayed for you, and Peter is saying, I don't need it. I believe in myself. I am ready to die for you, Jesus. I am ready to do it all for you. But Jesus is saying, I had to pray for you. Because the kind of attack that the enemy was unleashing against your life was heavy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why we need prayer. We need corporate prayer. You need somebody that is lifting you in prayer. The moment we slumber and we stop praying for others is the moment the enemy invade. Pray. Pray for your pastor. Pray for the brethren in the church. Pray for the marriage of your pastor. Pray for the children of your pastor. Pray for the leaders of the church. Hallelujah. Pray for one another. Pray for that brother you fellowship with. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And for people to join in fellowship is very powerful because we become united. You see, that's why the Holy Communion is very important. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Communion is a symbol that we are eating from one body. Not only eating from one body, but we belong in one body. So spiritually, Holy Communion joins us as a body. So that when one of us is hurting, we are all hurting. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when one of us is hurting, so even Jesus had seen the attack that was coming upon Peter. And you know, Peter was the chosen one. He was the chosen leader. He was the one to take over Jesus. So he was very important person. Praise the Lord. And I want to tell somebody today that you are very important. Hallelujah. And you are standing today and you are standing tomorrow will determine whether others will be able to stand. Glory be to God. You overcoming that test will determine whether a generation will be able to lift up their head. Do you know there are many generations that are not able to lift up their head because the one that was called the leader compromised. The one that was called leader failed the test. test, and everyone scrambled down. Do you know how many churches have closed because the pastor fell into sin and nobody was there to stand with him? Praise the Lord. And the sheep were scattered because there was a generation, there was a people, there were nation, there were fatherhood behind him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And behind you there are churches, behind you there are apostles, behind you there are prophet for nations, behind you there is evangelist. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And it is my heart today that the Lord will release the grace to stand, the grace to stand that trial when it arrives. Hallelujah. That's why we have services like this. You know, when I speak something like this, you may be, what is this man of God talking about? You know, everything is good in my life. You know, I have no trouble. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when things are good? Hallelujah. It's not easy to estimate trouble. It's not easy to estimate temptation. It's not easy to estimate trial. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why we prepare in advance. We pray in advance that when that trial comes, you will have the mercy. You will have the strength to overcome. Hallelujah. And not only to overcome, but to come back and strengthen the brethren. Come back and empower others to overcome too. Glory be to God. God is not just saving you for yourself. He's saving you for your family. He's saving you for the village people. He's saving you for a generation. He's saving you for a priesthood. He's saving you for nations, for cities, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth. And it is my prayer that no matter what you are going through, no matter what the enemy has planned against your life, against your ministry, against your children, against your marriage, that you will be able to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. The devil might have asked to shift you like wheat. Hallelujah. You know, it is not easy to shift somebody like wheat. Hallelujah. It's like to make you useless, to make you look hopeless. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know Peter was a strong follower of Christ? For Peter to deny Christ, can you imagine the guilt as a leader? The guilt as a leader. Praise the Lord. When you find a man of God who used to lead a congregation has fallen to temptation, has fallen to trial. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It will be difficult even for them to raise their head when the enemy asks to shift your life. Will there be mercy? Will there be mercy? Will there be mercy? As there somebody who have prayed for you that you will be able to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want you to lift up a prayer tonight for the grace to stand. Grace to stand in the midst of trial. Grace to stand in the midst of challenges. Grace to stand in the midst of temptations. That you will be able to emerge as a victor. You will be able to emerge as a strong tower. You will be able to emerge with the wisdom of God, with the honor of God. You will be able to emerge to bring hope to others. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you are not coming out as a loser. In the mighty name of Jesus, that thing that the enemy may want to use to destroy you will be your stepping stone. In the mighty name of Jesus, that thing that the enemy had planned will be your promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to lift up your voice and begin to pray. Pray that the Lord will supply the grace to stand. The grace to stand in the midst of trial. The grace to stand as a child, no matter affliction that we may go through, no matter trials and infirmities and challenges, we will be able to stand in the name of our God. When our faith is challenged, oh God, we are praying for grace to stand in the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying for grace to stand when we go through persecution. We are praying for grace to stand. Mighty Father, release grace to stand in the midst of persecution. Release grace to stand even when we don't feel well in our bodies. Release grace to stand with the kingdom of God, because there is a generation that is behind us. There is a people behind us, oh God. There are Gentiles behind us that must be saved. There are nations behind us that must be saved. There are communities behind us, oh mighty Father. And Lord, I pray, release grace, release mercy, release grace tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. That brother, that sister that is about to give up in life, release grace. Heparante matorobo boshaya, hiparatoria hadalevina, haparadamante teparite gedegedege, repabayonto roba baba baba. That brother who is going through many challenges, that brother that the enemy has shifted like wheat, makate separede, oparade heto sopanani, eleperida cantaganate, eleperida cantaganate. Father, we pray, release grace to stand. Release grace to stand in the midst of challenges, in the midst of temptation, in the midst of trial, that we will be able to stand in the mighty name of Jesus, that our faith will not be compromised. Our life, our belief in you will not be compromised, and we shall love you more and more. We shall love you more and more, for you have the Lord of the mountains, and also you remain to be the Lord of the valleys. You stay the same. Even when we go through the fire, you promise to be with us. When we go through affliction, you promise to be with us. And Father, tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for grace to stand. Grace to stand the wiles of darkness. Grace to stand the plans of the enemy. Grace to withstand wickedness. Grace to withstand powers of hell. Grace to withstand temptations. Grace to withstand evil forces. Grace to withstand principalities. Grace to stand in the name of Jesus. Let it be supplied in our life, in every member of Attini Church International, in every leader, Almighty Father, in everyone that is connected by faith tonight. Lord, release your grace in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Amen.